Les secondes du LP2i vous parlent.
Hello, I'm yours Nadia, and today in Humans and Technology, we're going to talk about different types and the origin of robots. I'm here with Mrs. Benoit, a French specialist about robots, and Mr. Cheng, a Chinese conceptor. So Mr. Cheng is here to tell us more about the origin of robots. Where does the term robot come from?
The first person to use the word robot was a Czech writer named Karel Kebek. In this language, the word robota means forged war. In Kebek, robots were electronary servants. Isaac Asimov, the famous American science fiction writer, has also been really important in the evolution of robots. He invented the word roboted in 1941 to describe the technology of robots practiced the race of a powerful industry.
So robot is a recurrent subject in literature?
Clearly, but also in cinema, science, 1915s, and often in TV show.
This is fiction, but when have the first real robot been created?
In 1961, it was a Jinneho motor robot called Unimate and used in James Victory.
Nowadays, robots have artificial intelligence. How is this even possible?
Because of computers, we've been major helper of scientists. Research on robot pieces have become more powerful and compact. Due to this, scientists have been able to program robots with artificial intelligence, so they can make decisions.
This is quite scary, isn't it? Anyway, thanks to Mr. Cheng for his presence and his useful answers.
Thank you for having me.
Now we are going to focus on robots' uses and types. Mrs. Benoit is a French specialist.
Hello.
Why did really humans create robots?
In first place, robots were created to do the tasks that humans could not do or did not want to do, as dangerous or precise tasks.
What were they looking for? Slaves?
No, I would rather say that they look for helpers who would be more efficient than them.
In which domain robots are most used?
I could not tell you one. Robots are now used in everything, really. Robots are often used in industry, especially to do dangerous or repetitive tasks, because they are more efficient and cheaper than humans. Robots are also used in medicine, like the Da Vinci robot, an extremely precise robot used in tough surgeries. You may also know Curiosity, the robot sent in exploration on Mars planet. He sends information to Earth that are useful for the advance of research on space. There are also robots used for education at the NXT Brick, programmable by students. I could mention thousands and thousands of them, but what you have to keep in mind is that there is a robot for really anything.
They are everywhere. What is the next major step in the evolution of robots?
It is quite hard to predict, but I think it will be robots that could act like humans. There are already is a prototype called Eneo. It's a tiny robot that can walk, get up, see, hear and talk, and more.
Impressive. Thanks, Mrs. Benoit, for sharing your knowledge with us. It was very interesting.
You're welcome.
This is now the end of your show, Humans and Technology. Tomorrow, we will be talking about the evolution of television, so listen to Delta FM same time on 90.2. This was Nadia in Humans and Technology. Good morning on Delta FM.
MID, les secondes du LP2i vous parlent.